Blasphemous cocksucking can be a great way to absolve your kinky sins. The first step to blasphemous cocksucking is to find a partner just as twisted as you are. I know that I enjoy being a special snowflake, and the devil only knows he created a bunch of us. Find that kindred soul and then get together on a Sunday. Any day of the week is a great day to play this game, but I find sitting Sunday, or rather sitting on Sunday, to be a joy unto itself. Next, turn on a local sermon on the television. After all, it's Sunday. If it isn't, you can prepare by having a podcast ready to go. Look on the internet. Podcasts are everywhere. Bonus points if you listen to one you've already heard before and you thought was entertaining on some level. It could be music or the hilarious nature of the message. No matter, as long as it entertains. You don't want to be listening too hard, however, when you're busy doing your cocksucking. Invite your partner to bring his Bible to the sinful cocksucking party. Remember, the more people you invite to this fun event, the better you will feel afterwards. Think of it as your own sloppy, wet congregation, except the object of worship is cock. Now, it's finally fun day Sunday, and it's time to bow down to this great cock and place your humble lips right on that beautiful head and praise it. Hugs and kisses. This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and call 1-800-601-7259. I like pushing boundaries. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.